let you know that on Tuesday it is the birthday of Mary, so make sure that you do something nice to celebrate our Blessed Mother. Of course, the whole month of September is reserved for the seven sorrows of Mary. And so, beautiful month of the Blessed Mother. And have a cake or something on Tuesday, or some donuts or something special to celebrate her birthday. Our gospel today says something beautiful. This has nothing to do with my homily, but I just think it's gorgeous. The Lord says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. That there's power in praying together. Like, obviously, there's power just like one-on-one with God, but there is so much power. There's like superpower when we are praying together with each other. And so, of course, that's what we do at every Holy Mass. But it's also beautiful just to say to a friend, hey, you want to pray the rosary? Or to do that, especially as families or as couples or whatever. So I was thinking about our readings, and I was thinking about yesterday's saint, Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Now, I remember I was a little kid in grade school when Mother Teresa died in 1997. She died yesterday in 1997, September the 5th. And she was canonized in 2016. She's a hero among many people. And she really, during the course of her life, of course, many of us remember her. She gathered the praise and the honor like of all the world, Democrat and Republican, Protestant, Catholic. Didn't matter, it seemed to matter where you came from, what country, everybody loved Mother Teresa. And there was something so powerful about this woman and her example of holiness and total gift of life to the Lord. And you know her story, that as she was born in what's now North Macedonia in 1910. And she grew up there in pretty normal life, very devout Catholic family. Her father died when she was quite young, but she remembered that until that moment, he would always lead prayer at the dinner table, and he would always say, never let a meal go by without sharing something with the poor. And so this kind of message of charity kind of took root in her heart even as she was a very young girl. And this theme of charity kind of, she just breathed it in all of the time. And she knew when she was a teenager that she was going to be a nun. I was talking to our fifth graders at the Catholic school there where I am in Shelbyville. And I said, you realize that she was 5 years older than you are now when she said, I'm going to be a nun, when she heard that voice from the Lord and just said, yeah, okay, I'll do it. It was awesome. And she entered the Sisters of Loretto, which was a teaching order, and she taught for 20 years at a Catholic girls' school. But the thing that broke her heart every day was that right outside her window, she would look out the window and she would see the poor. Because right across the street was a place where a lot of poor folks congregated looking for food and shelter and whatever they could find. So Mother Teresa, of course, at that time, Sister Teresa, knew that she had to do something. And she prayed and prayed and prayed, spiritual director, mother superior, all those things. And she discerned that it was God's will for her to start a new religious order. And it was to be called the Missionaries of Charity. Because she said, our mission is that of charity. Now, here's the thing, folks. You don't have to be a nun for that to be true for us. We are all supposed to be missionaries of charity. We're on a mission of love. Did you catch our second reading? St. Paul said, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. And then he goes on about this beautiful thing about love. And that's our job. We're on the same mission of love. And so Sister Teresa knew that this was, she of course becomes the Mother Superior of the brand new community, which now number thousands and thousands and thousands. And she knew that she had to go to the poorest place. And so she went to one of the poorest places on the planet at the time, which was Calcutta. And there she touched the untouchables, worked with lepers, fed the hungry, sheltered the homeless. She did all these things constantly, day after day. One story is told in the 1960s, Pope Paul VI came over to Calcutta because everybody had been hearing about this new group of nuns. And so Pope Paul VI, the Pope, goes over to India to meet her. And he gets there and he says, "Hey, young man, go find Mother Teresa. I want to meet her." And he goes and he says, "Mother Teresa, the Pope is here to talk to you." And she says, "Well, tell him I'm busy." Because she was working with the poor. She was doing her thing. She was the real deal. And so the Pope was so impressed that Mother Teresa prioritized the poor above him, that they gave him a little car to drive while he was in India. It was a Lincoln convertible. And he said, "I want to give this car to the Sisters of Charity." And Mother Teresa rolled her eyes and she says, "I don't want the car." And she took the car and she raffled it off in a place where she knew she could get good money for it. And she used that money for the poor. Another story is told in 1979, she won the Nobel Peace Prize. And she said, "I'll accept it under one condition. We don't have a celebration. We don't have that fancy dinner." Because in 1979, the cost of that dinner was $192,000. And she said, "I want that money." And she built a hospital for lepers in Calcutta with it. Another story is told. She went to, 3 years before she died, she was in New York City visiting some nuns there. And she said, "How's it going?" And all the sisters said, "Oh, it's going great. We're working in this homeless shelter over here, but the problem is there's nowhere for us to park. Our convent is quite a ways away." And so she made an appointment with Mayor Rudy Giuliani. And Mayor said, he was worried about, what does she want? She wants money or buildings? And she says, "All I want is two parking places for the nuns." And he gave them to her. Mother Teresa one time went to the airport, and they were asking everybody, of course, "Do you have a weapon? Do you have a weapon?" They were doubling down on security, in those days. And she said, "Yes, I have a weapon." And she held up her rosary. And she said, "Here it is." In 1994, President Bill Clinton invited her to the prayer breakfast in Washington. And dignitaries from around the world were there, from 150 different countries. Presidents, Supreme Court justices, Congress, men and senators, and you name it, anybody who had power in the world was there. And into that room of the world's power came this little tiny nun. She wasn't even 5 foot, They had to put a stool behind the podium for her to talk in. And she said, "What you do for the least of the people, you do for Jesus." And then she said, "We'll never have peace in this world as long as there's abortion." She said, "Jesus comes as the unwanted one. Jesus comes as the poor one, the hungry, the homeless one, the unborn one." And she said, "We must love him there." She said, "All the problems in the world exist because we forget that we belong to each other." That's what St. Paul said in our second reading. "Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another," which means we owe it to each other, to love each other. We belong to each other. And we're all on a mission of charity. We're on a mission of love. I think there's so many stories about her like this. You could talk about them all day long. But she said, the reason there's so many stories is because she gave of herself so beautifully, so heroically in the course of her life. And she would say, "If you don't go to bed at night tired from having served God, you didn't do the day right." do better tomorrow. We're all on this mission of charity, this mission of love. And the thing of it is, we go to Mass. We receive the sacrament of charity into our bodies, into our souls. One time a reporter asked that beautiful nun, Mother Teresa, how do you do it all anyway? She says, I don't do a thing. He does it through me because I go to Mass every morning. And he lives his life in me. My feet are his, my hands are his, my heart is his. And when we take in Jesus and truly let him to live within us, then we're all on this mission of charity, which is actually Jesus's mission. I don't know. I just want to close with two little thoughts. Number one is this. Sometimes I think where we look at somebody like her and we think, man, how could I ever be like that? But yesterday I buried a woman in my parish in Shelbyville who one time went to McDonald's and she found three troublemakers out front. And they were very thin. She could tell they were pretty poor, no parents around, probably about 11 or 12. And they were just, you know, doing whatever. And she says, are you boys hungry? And they said, yeah. And she says, well, come on in. I'll buy you lunch. And she took them in. She bought them lunch. And she got to know them. And then in the course of that dinner, she said, who's your parents anyway? And she got to know the parents. And there a relationship that was lifelong developed from there. She could have just walked on by, said, oh, a bunch of hooligans outside. Or she could have said, oh, here's $20, go get yourself some. She took the trouble to get to know him. She realized that there is a person in front of me. That's Jesus in front of me. The other one is my spiritual director, Father Joe Moriarty. Holiest man I know, closest thing to Jesus I ever found on planet Earth. And one time, this was in December, and it was cool because it was right here. And we were right there by that piano. And it was a Friday night. I got here. I was praying Vespers. I always park in the parking lot here because I have free parking as a priest. And I always put my priest vestments or something in the car so they don't tow me away. And anyway, I was a little early. And so Father Joe was here for a wedding rehearsal. And we were just talking right there. A homeless man walked in. And he was shivering. And I thought, oh, I wonder if I have $20. Do you know what Father Joe did? Instinctually, he took off his coat and gave it to that man. How do we get to this place where, like Mother Teresa, like that woman at McDonald's, like Father Joe, that charity is our instinct, our natural response, not a word of judgment or a thought of criticism or anger or, but love. And we're all on this mission of love, a mission of charity. And praise Jesus for that. I was thinking, my gosh, if we have a couple more Mother Teresa's in this world, the devil would be out of business. So let's try. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.